This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Good Friday morning to you. Whoo, we almost made it. It's a football Friday. I hope that makes it easier. Thanks so much for tuning in. We're having a good time talking about Dez Bryant with the Saints now that he's actually practiced. Don't know how quickly we'll see him on the field with Drew Brees and Michael Thomas, the goat and the baby goats, as he calls them, as only Dez Bryant can. And talking about Le'Veon Bell and the conundrum that he finds himself in. Now, maybe he doesn't think it's a conundrum, but looking at the situation from the outside, oh, yeah, it's a pretty big dilemma right now for the Steelers, but also he's not done himself any favors. This could not have worked out better for the Steelers, and Le'Veon has not done himself any favors. So the drama here, it's fairly juicy, even though he hasn't reported yet. Plus, we're off and running week 10 in the NFL. I would say that if we included Thursdays in our NFL poll, which we don't because we don't post it until the game is over, and we ask you what games you're most looking forward to, if we had posted it before Thursday Night Football, I would have said that this was the game I was most looking forward to, the Steelers and the Panthers. And, boy, you want juicy. We got plenty of that on Thursday night, and we'll get to it here momentarily. We do have our poll up on both Twitter and Facebook, our weekly poll. A friend of mine sent me a text on Thursday that said, I see your polls. Every day I see your polls. Oh, yeah, we're known. We're known for our love of show polls. And we've got two. To make your Friday that much funner, to make your Friday that much freakier, there you go. We've got two polls up. One about week 10 in the NFL. Another about the James Conner Pittsburgh Steelers situation and whether or not he should take a backup role when, well, if and when Le'Veon Bell returns. I've retweeted them both. They originate from our show Twitter, After Hours CBS, and then on our Facebook page, After Hours with Amy Lawrence. You can also you can type away to your heart's content and share all of your thoughts, the deepest thoughts of your football heart. CBS's Super Bowl season continues on Sunday with an awesome doubleheader. First, you've got Tom Brady and the New England Patriots traveling south to take on Marcus Mariota and the Tennessee Titans, coming off a win in Dallas. Then it's an NFC West showdown between the Seahawks and the division-leading Los Angeles Rams, a game we'll talk about more this hour. The action kicks off with the NFL Today, presented by Jeep, at 12 Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on CBS. 855-212-4227. Lots of you not only waking up but wanting to talk some football on this Friday. Why don't we start with this? 52 points. 52 points and 457 total gaudy yards.
Roethlisberger pump. Roethlisberger throws deep, near side, caught. Juju Smith-Schuster, 25-20. Racing to the end zone. Touchdown. One play. 75-yard bomb. And the Steelers with a major response. Roethlisberger looks. Roethlisberger pulls the trigger on a long ball. Caught by Brown. And he's gone. Touchdown. A rainbow from Roethlisberger to the right side. 53 yards.
Out of the gun, Roethlisberger. Three receivers left. He looks there. He throws. End zone. Caught. Touchdown. Vance McDonald, tremendous grab in the back of the end zone.
11th play of the drive for Pittsburgh, second and goal from the 8. Roethlisberger out of the gun. He'll toss it to the near side. It's caught by Jesse James. James works his way to the end zone. Touchdown, Steelers.
Samuels is in. Roethlisberger will dump it to Samuels. Catch made at the 9. Turns it upfield.
Dives to the goal line. He's in. Touchdown.
You know, and throwing special teams, making a play in there too, right? It's great not having to punt till late in the game. And, you know, when you convert third downs, you're scoring in the red zone, you know, good things happen. And it always starts up front.
The offensive line amazing. What a transformation since the start of the season for the O-line and for the Steelers overall. Now five consecutive wins, and on Thursday Night Football, they earned themselves a few extra days off with a big smile and some sweet dreams. Big Ben, 22 of 25, meaning he had more touchdown passes than missed passes. 22 of 25, 328 yards, only sacked once. The five touchdowns, which you just heard with Ian Eagle on the Westwood One Radio Network, and his second ever game in which he produces a perfect quarterback rating. That's hard to do. Perfection. But in the eyes of the QBR formula, Big Ben is all that. The offensive line was so good that he was barely touched, but it also cleared the way for 138 yards rushing. And the defense, no slouch, a pick six by Vince Williams. In fact, to start the game, this was stunning. Two plays, two touchdowns for the Steelers because they get the very first offensive score on a Juju Smith-Schuster. Awesome route. And it, just confusion on the left side. And so the Panthers bite down low and Smith-Schuster's gone. So you get that on their first offensive play of the game. And then they line up on defense and the very next snap, they get a pick six. Two plays, two touchdowns. So the defense had a couple of turnovers, but also sacked Cam Newton five times. And so now Pittsburgh is at 6-2-1, having padded its lead just a smidge in the AFC North. And of course, it's not lost on any Steelers fan or any football fan for that matter. The Bengals are hosting the Saints this weekend, week 10. It's one of the games we put into our poll. Check it out on Twitter and let us know which one you're most looking forward to. The 52 points match the most allowed ever in the history of Carolina Panthers football. So it was an impressive day for Pittsburgh, and Mike Tomlin has such a way with words, but it was also, Cam Newton says it better than I could when it comes to the Panthers' perspective.
It was good execution, but, you know, to a degree, like I said earlier, you know, we were fortunate. The ball was rolling downhill tonight. You know, you'd like to think you're that good, but you're probably not.
I tell you what, it sure enough was a humbling piece of pie. But not only that, it was a learning experience for a lot of guys. You know, if we expect to be as good as we expect us to be, we have to find ways to win games like this in a hostile environment.
It was a humbling piece of pie. I do like pie, but probably not the humbling piece of pie. He just tells you like it is. That hurt. That was soul crushing. Actually, you know what was soul crushing? Was the drive out of the locker room for the Steelers that takes 7 minutes off the clock and produces points. I mean, that was the last thing the Panthers needed. And that was pretty much the final nail in the coffin. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. So they got beat on deep pass plays. They weren't careful when it came to the tackling. Christian McCaffrey had a fantastic day. Three touchdowns. If you're a fantasy person, you've got Christian. Well, then you're all set. But otherwise, not a whole lot went well for the Panthers. And they had a three-game win streak. Their road becomes tougher unless we see the Saints stumble here against Cincinnati in week 10 or somewhere in the near future because they're desperately trying to keep pace in the NFC South. Also, Mike Tomlin. No one says it like Mike Tomlin. We'd like to think we're that good, but we're probably not. He's so good. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Now, according to Art Rooney, this could be, should be, might be, will be. I mean, you can decide when you hear Art Rooney speak, but the closer we get to Tuesday's deadline for Le'Veon Bell, the more there is a buzz, an uncertainty. The questions are resurfacing again, and Rooney's trying to answer them.
We're in uncharted territory here in terms of this really has never happened before, as far as I know. And so, there are questions that we may get to at the end of the season, but we'll cross those bridges when we get to them after the season.
So What do you do about his contract once this year is up? If he reports, when he reports? I mean, this is a unique situation, not only because they have filled his spot rather aptly, but as I keep asking this question, if they're doing this well without him, first of all, why would you change anything? That's the first rule in sports. You don't go making changes when things are going this well. But also, if you platoon him, or if you're not using him for nearly as many snaps as you were in the past, isn't that the reason why he thinks he deserves so much money? Because of how much you use him? He wants quarterback money. But is any team going to pay him that? When the production has barely dropped off with James Conner? That's hard. That's tough. I really don't think this could have gone any better for the Steelers. Now, we have no idea if he'll play the rest of his career in Pittsburgh, if he'll play even another snap with the Steelers. They would welcome him back, you would think, because he's still an uber talent. But there's not nearly the sense of urgency that there might have been if, let's say, they were still stuck in that rut that they were in the first month of the season. 855-212-4227. Dwayne is listening in Erie. Dwayne, what do you think about this conundrum for the Steelers?
I think that Connor should be the back, and they should use Le'Veon more as a receiver because that changes the blocking. The two backs are so different styles.
They are. So you're saying line him up where, in the slot?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep, I mean, and use them maybe both in the backfield at once.
Right, but only one guy can get a carry. One guy ends up blocking. One guy ends up running interference. One guy ends up being a smokescreen. The other guy's carrying. So I understand what you're saying, but it doesn't solve the problem of who gets the production.
Well, you're going to use Connor mainly as a back.
All right, so you're saying he shouldn't lose his job when Bell gets back.
No, not at all.
And that in essence, they would be changing the role of Le'Veon Bell to accommodate James Conner.
Yep.
Gotcha.
More than likely, Bell is gone after this year.
So now that you've invested in Le'Veon Bell, you stick with that. I'm sorry, I meant to say James Conner. Now that you've invested in Conner, you stick with that. Got it.
Yep, and he's proven himself.
If I'm not mistaken, isn't Conner from Erie? Isn't that where he went to high school?
He is. Yep.
You must.
I watched them play in high school.
Let's say the city must be proud.
Maybe a little bit biased.
I mean, you know, it doesn't matter if you're biased, if you love him, if you hate him, it doesn't matter. The facts are the facts, and we can all see what's happening in Pittsburgh.
Yep.
All right, sir. Thanks so much. I appreciate your phone call.
Thanks.
You're welcome. Thank you. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. I like this play on words from Timothy on our Facebook page. Le'Veon, who's that? Doesn't ring a bell. Wait, that's probably been used, I don't know, 1.5 million times, but I still like it. Chris is nodding at me like, don't be so gullible.
Team Petty.
Team Petty. Oh. So, if you have an opinion about what the Steelers should do and how, you can find us on Twitter, A-Law Radio, or on Facebook. Also, a lot of you weighing in about the game you're most looking forward to. Brandon says, a Monday night party. Why do I feel like he's joshing us right now? The Giants and the Niners. I mean, I'd like to see what Nick Mullins does for an encore. Also, the Giants have decided to stick with Eli just to make people mad. I kind of feel like that's the deal now, just to make people mad. We do have another quarterback change this weekend. You know how I keep count how many teams have used multiple quarterbacks throughout the season because of injuries or ineptitude. And we'd actually gone a fair number of weeks without a new team making a quarterback change. Okay, so you remember going back to week 7 was when Blake Bortles got benched. But then the Bucks and the Bills in week 8, they've been flopping quarterbacks back and forth for the entire season. And the Bills did it again, or are doing it again, coming up in week 10. However, the Jets become the latest team that wasn't already on the list to have to use multiple quarterbacks. And so now we're at 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. 12 teams that have used multiple quarterbacks because of injuries or ineptitude, which is just about a third. It's a sticky business being a quarterback in the NFL. Everybody's after you. All right, so you can give us a call. We'll talk football. You can also weigh in on social media. Happy Friday morning to you. I hope that you're waking up on the right side of the bed. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence, CBS Sports Radio.
You are listening to the After Hours podcast.
Alabama with another ranked team on its schedule, but back home in T-Town, Tuscaloosa against Mississippi State, currently ranked number 16. And everything I've seen, probably everything you've seen, indicates that the Heisman Trophy front runner is still Tua, despite the knee brace, despite some of the hits he takes, and, oh, I don't know, slipping as he's running out of the end zone, another touchdown run. He's dazzling. He's so much fun to watch. And if Alabama only had a kicking game. So Bama and Mississippi State, and then Ohio State, Michigan State is a big ranked matchup coming out of the Big Ten. So the Buckeyes are at number 10 right now in the college football playoff rankings. Michigan State has slipped to 18. And so those are two of the matchups inside the top 25. Also interesting to see how Notre Dame does without quarterback Ian Book. He's out against Florida State. So we've got a big Saturday of college football coming up. Georgia-Auburn, that's another ranked matchup in the SEC. ACC, it's Clemson on the road at Boston College. So there's a lot of potential landmines on the Week 11 schedule. We'll see if there's a little more drama coming up this weekend, because I know what I hear from football fans, especially if you don't have a rooting interest in a particular team that's in the top four right now, is, hey, I want to see some upsets. I want to see some drama. Let's have some chaos, can we? So we'll see. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence, CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Our toll-free line brought to you by Geico. With a quick way you can save money, switch to Geico. Go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you could save 15% or more on your car insurance. Let's see. Let's do a couple more calls before the bottom here. Wes is listening in Knoxville. Wes, welcome to After Hours.
Good morning, Amy. Long-time listener, first-time caller.
Awesome. Thank you.
Thank you. Speaking of upsets, I would love to see Tennessee upset Kentucky this weekend in Knoxville. That would make me very happy. See us get back on track, hopefully try to upset them and make our way to a bowl. But anyways, back to what I was calling about. Do you see potentially Le'Veon Bell, seeing now that the Steelers have gotten hot and they're primed for a Super Bowl run, if anybody sees that, I kind of see that myself in the way that the team's kind of gelling at the right time. Mm-hmm. This is a good point in the season to really get rolling. Do you see him potentially just kind of swallowing his pride and just saying, hey, you know what? Let's do this.
Do I see Bell swallowing his pride?
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, I think if you want to be part of a team, you're talking about a locker room with some dominant personalities and a coach who is not going to allow this to be a distraction as much as he can control it. So the fact is Le'Veon Bell's coming into a locker room that there's no way they can't be affected by how long he's been away, nor can they ignore the fact that James Conner has stepped in and has done everything they've asked of him and that the production is still there. And, I mean, they're football players. They're in the trenches week in and week out, and he hasn't been. And so I think the whole dynamic is interesting. I hope that Le'Veon Bell decides that whatever is best for the team is what he wants. I hope that's the space that he's in. But to this point, that's not been his action. So actions speak louder than words. I don't know how the Steelers are going to handle it, but I do know that because they're winning, they've got the upper hand. Because they've got another option, they've got the upper hand, which means Bell's going to have to fall into line or they don't have to use him.
They definitely do have an upper hand. They're in a perfect seat right now because they have Connor playing out of his mind, and then Bell, he's, you know, like you said before, he's a fantastic player. So I mean, they have a wealth of talent there. They really hold all the cards here, and Bell needs to realize that at the same time. I did want to add one more thing. It's really exciting for me as someone from, you know, the Tennessee area to see Dobbs in Pittsburgh learning behind Roethlisberger, and I just really hope that he can just seek some knowledge from him and just take off. It would thrill me to death, but I really appreciate your time, Amy. Thanks.
Thank you, Wes. Good to hear from you for the first time from Knoxville. 855-212-4227. A variety of opinions out there, and some of you are finding me on Twitter, A-Law Radio, everything from it doesn't matter what James Conner has done, Le'Veon Bell's the better back, to which I would respond, talent's only part of the equation, number one. There's a lot more that goes into it, and that's every sport, every position. It's not just about talent. You can have uber-talented guys who aren't the right fit for a team, who do more damage than good, or who don't care as much as players who maybe bring a little more heart, a little more desire, a little more sense of urgency, a little more of that team spirit. So, if you've ever played sports, coached sports, watched sports, you know that talent is not the end-all to be-all. Plus, how do we know that when Le'Veon Bell steps back on the field, that he's going to be the same guy after all this time away? That's a big leap to make. At the very least, he has to get into football shape. But I know you guys haven't forgotten how it was a really slow start for him to last season when he didn't show up until Labor Day. How many times have I heard complaints about how the first month of the season feels like the preseason? Because guys don't play in the preseason, right? They don't want to get injured in a game that doesn't count. Well, why would it be any different for Le'Veon Bell? He's taken a lot more time off. You can run a 4-minute mile, but that's completely different than being in football shape. And so there's going to be a learning curve, there's going to be a progressive curve there. So we'll see. We'll see how the Steelers handle it. They've got a 2-week window where they can hold him out, so to speak. And just how quickly can he get ready? I just know, whether you're superstitious or not, everybody knows you don't mess with a good thing when it's working in sports. And right now the Steelers have got everything working. All right, 855-212-4227. And then on Twitter, A-Law Radio, we've got a plethora of polls. Our Facebook page, too. Thanks for all your feedback on this Football Friday. It's After Hours on CBS Sports Radio.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
We are inside the Quicken Loans studios, national mortgage lender Quicken Loans. Apply simply, understand fully, mortgage confidently. Blowing up the phones, blowing up our social media. It's a Football Friday. Good morning to you. After Hours with Amy Lawrence. Our number is 855-212-4227. Twitter, A-Law Radio. You are all about the Week 10 poll. You're even more about the bonus poll regarding James Conner and Le'Veon Bell. And I appreciate the wealth of opinions when it comes to this particular topic. And it should give you some indication of what it's going to be like for the Steelers. I mean, there's no way, absolutely no way, that Le'Veon Bell holding out has not affected how his teammates see him. Try to put yourself in their situation. Whether you identify with Bell or not, whether you think the holdout was a good idea or not, he's a grown man. It's his choice. He made it. But if you are his teammate, there's no way it doesn't affect you. Put yourself on that offensive line. Put yourself in their position where they're out there taking the pounding week in and week out, and he's holding out because he doesn't think he's paid enough money and he doesn't want to get as much pounding on his body. I mean, that's part of football. And they're out there going to battle with their brothers, and he's waiting till the last possible second. Do not tell me that other grown men in a locker room, which actually now is probably at its best, it affects how they think of him. It affects that locker room when he comes back. That's just life. They're human beings. They're not robots. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. I think I said it, but I just said it again. Let's see. Sylvester is in Birmingham. Welcome to After Hours.
Me?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, how you doing, Amy?
I'm good.
Hey, I'm a first-time caller, too, from Birmingham, Alabama. Also,
sweet.
Roll Tide. And I'm a Steelers fan. I've been a Steelers fan since the 70s. And Le'Veon Bell, like everybody's saying, he took his shot. And I think he blew it. You know, he said he's doing what he did for his family and for the team and being in his position. That's what he was saying before. But it don't look like it worked out for him.
Good
he worked out for the Steelers because, hey, the Connor doing a great job. And to me, he's the workhorse. You know, and like you say, you don't change that something that's already working good. Leave it alone. If you come back, hey, let him be a blocking back, and he ain't gonna sit. That ain't gonna sit well with him. He gonna want out.
Yeah, I mean that's the likely probability, I should say, is that this is the end of his tenure with the Steelers anyway. I mean, why would they pay him all that money that he wants when they've got a guy they're paying a lot less to do essentially the same thing?
Exactly.
I mean, that's just business.
And you're gonna have the ball less? No. So the more money is out.
Yeah. I mean, the Steelers at least proved that to themselves. If they had any question about how much money they should pay him or how far they should go to keep him, they now can draw a hard line in the sand. I agree with you there.
And then the team, you're hitting it all on the head. Sometimes when you're talking, I'd be imagining you sitting in the car next to me and I'm nodding my head going, yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Because the team, I mean, like you say, he's a great guy, great talent, right? But without the line opening a hole, you ain't got nowhere to run. You know, your team, your talent won't shine without the team. And the team needed you, and you bailed on them.
Yeah, I kind of feel like that's got to be how at least some of those guys in the locker room feel.
Yeah, me too, man.
Maybe not all of them, but some of them.
Yeah, it won't be all hugs whenever he do go back, because he's going to want some money for the rest of the year. It won't be all hugs.
Yeah, also.
And I'm pretty sure some of them, if he do get to run a couple of plays, some of them probably ain't going to work right. He's going to have to take a couple of leaks.
Also, I kind of think it's interesting, too, just the money side of it. Now, this is Monopoly money to me. I cannot relate in any way, shape, or form. However, if you want to do right by your family, then how do you leave what is now $8.5 million on the table? Potentially even more. But again, I don't know what you do for a living, but you and I probably can't relate to that.
I can't.
Yeah, so no, I definitely cannot. Never in my life, never will be able to relate to that. But
I can just see me going and tell my mama, nah, mama, I'm going to wait for more money. And then not get nothing. Hey, I was telling the other guy, look, you remember there was a cartoon when I was a kid. A bear was fishing in the water, right? And he grabbed an armful of fish. And he looked down, he saw this one big fish going by. He's like, oh, and he dropped them fish and tried to grab that big one. And the big one got away, too. And he was standing there hungry.
I mean, that is the perfect metaphor. Thank you, Sylvester, for making me laugh.
You're welcome. Hey, and my nickname is Hamburger.
Is it because you like them?
No, I used to be a chef, too. But if there was a comedian named Hamburger Jones, you'd say Hamburger so you don't curse a lot.
Uh-oh. Okay, perfect for a Friday. Hamburger, you can call anytime.
Hamburger.
Thank you, Hamburger.
Thank you.
855-212-4227. Tim is listening in Pittsburgh. Welcome to After Hours CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, Amy, how you doing?
I'm good.
Good. I'm a long-time listener. Appreciate your positivity and knowledge.
Thank you.
And I just wanted to weigh in on a couple of things. First, I'm a Cowboys fan, so I would like to see Dez shine because I'm kind of getting fed up with Jerry Jones. And
there you go. Stick it to him.
I would love more than him to do well in New Orleans. But as far as Bell, I just think they should use both of them. I know you said only one can carry the ball, but I think, you know, they could split it up. And I think with them two in the backfield, I mean, it'd be unstoppable. You know, and I just think it would work best with both. You know, I mean, he's proven himself. Connor's obviously proven himself. So I just think split it up. And, you know, with the way they're playing, I think they'd be unstoppable with them too.
Well, I agree with you that it's a good problem to have. I agree with you. It's a little bit like, I'll just use this loose analogy with the Golden State Warriors. It's nice to have more than one option, especially when the options are different. So Steph Curry, Kevin Durant, they're two completely different MVPs, right? They can do different things extremely well. Same thing with Connor and Bell, and it might cause fits for a defense. The issue then is if you are splitting time and Bell is no longer getting as many touches as he believes that he should be paid for, well then, how does he get that money that he wants if he's splitting time and platooning at running back?
Yeah, I agree. It's going to be a rough thing at the end of the season. But, I mean, well, if he comes back, I think, you know, why not use them both? But I definitely
I agree. They will. Absolutely. There's no reason why you wouldn't. I just don't know that you make one, like in the case of James Conner, that you make him a backup and all of a sudden you forget everything he's done. That feels like a really good way to tick off your locker room.
for sure. As since I drafted Bell, I'd like to see him get more. But you know, I think Connor's put the.
It's not about you, Tim.
I know. But the last thing I wanted to say was I live right on the road that Brown got pulled over on today, and I do not know how you do 100 on McKnight Road. They call it McNightmare during Christmas because it's so crazy and there's so many red lights.
Uh-oh.
I just thought it was pretty wild that he did 100. There's so many red lights and stuff, but
ooh.
But anyway. Yeah,
okay, but don't try it. Don't try to replicate it, Tim.
Right. I appreciate it. Okay. I enjoy listening. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you, Tim. Good to hear from you in Pittsburgh. 855-212-4227. Let's see a couple of your tweets. A-Law Radio. Chris says, a humble back making much less than Bell, doing better than Bell at this point compared to last year. Bell tried, but he's been shown he's not the only horse in town. Time for him to eat crow and man up or show us all his selfishness and risk his overall career and stay home. So Chris is drawing a hard line in the sand too. Let's see. Jordan sent me a series of tweets, and this is the latest. I have a hard time seeing a team at least not giving one of the best running backs in the league a shot at high production. Not saying they couldn't win without Bell, because they obviously can, but not making him a feature guy would still be hard for any team, regardless of the situation. Well, I would agree with you if he comes back as the guy that we remember, Le'Veon Bell, but what if he doesn't? What if he's not anywhere close to that? What if it takes him a while to get back into football shape? I mean, at that point, you're talking about maybe a month left in the season. Now, if you see him killing it in practice, do you leave him on the bench? No. It's a good problem to have if you're the Steelers, but you also don't shoot yourself in the foot and make a mess of what has worked to this point so far. So, yeah, the platoon is the most likely situation, but it's almost ironic, right, if you think about it. Le'Veon Bell said he was taking part of the season off to protect his physical body from so many reps. So in theory, this would be exactly what he wants, right? You come back to the Steelers, now you're not getting nearly as much pounding because you're not getting nearly as much work, except it defeats the overall purpose of getting paid as a quarterback. Your purpose, your whole purpose of this holdout and not signing the tender and fighting the franchise tag is because you believe you should be paid like a quarterback. I mean, the two things just don't work together. Either you take the bulk of the snaps and you absorb all that pounding and then you're worth it, all the extra money, or you spare your physical body and you guys split reps and snaps and then you're not anywhere close to being worth quarterback money. It's fairly ironic. Oh, what a tangled web. It's After Hours here on CBS Sports Radio. Lynette says on Twitter, Connor is working hard to get the spot. Bell wasn't needed for the 5 games we've won. I think it's 6 now. I think it's time to consider releasing him, letting him find a home, and we continue to work with Connor. She says the Bell mess is an unnecessary distraction. Both sides are to blame. So yeah, a lot of you weighing in. I appreciate all the opinions. John, one more, says, I think Bell would be welcome back into the fold. He's a Pro Bowl running back. Steelers in a championship window. Anyway, Connor was dinged up with a possible concussion in the Panthers game. They can be tricky. Bell should fit in again. These are professionals. Yes, they are professionals. They're also alpha males. And there's a lot of emotions wrapped up into that locker room. But I would expect that as a strong locker room with strong leaders, that they would be able to figure it out, work it out, and put the good of the team ahead of themselves, even though that's not what Le'Veon Bell has done. So he'll be asking for them to do what he hasn't done. Also ironic. It's After Hours on CBS Sports Radio. The Home Depot Foundation's annual celebration of service season has begun. Join the Home Depot to help improve the quality of life for veterans. Visit serveveterans.com for more information on how you can help in your community. As we head up toward the top of the hour here, I wanted to share a little bit of a conversation that I've had over text with a friend of mine who's a professor at Pepperdine. She actually lost one of her students in the shooting at Thousand Oaks that happened just a couple of miles from her home, so near the Pepperdine campus. And my friend Alicia, not only is she heartbroken over her student, as you can imagine, there are many students and campuses in that area whose lives will never be the same, but there's a wildfire in her neighborhood. So maybe you heard about this too. Now there's a wildfire, some brush that caught on fire. She actually had to evacuate her home. So on top of the community and the schools in the area dealing with the pain, the anguish, the questions, the confusion, the anger, the frustration that come with a shooting like this where families and lives are forever changed. Now there's a wildfire that's threatening all kinds of homes in the area. And so she was having a really hard time. She sent me a series of texts. She was still awake just a couple of hours ago and worried about the neighborhood and worried about her home, but also not able to sleep because of everything that happened in the last 24 hours. Definitely still thinking about these families and these young people. I've seen the pictures flash up on TV overnight, and what I've heard from authorities is that the victims outside of the sergeant who was killed, that they were all between 21 and 26 years old. And that sergeant who was a few months away from retiring, he probably saved other lives by drawing the gunfire to himself when he went through that door, willing to sacrifice his own life, which he ultimately did. The last thing I would say is that it makes me really sad. Doesn't excuse his choices or his behavior, but it makes me really sad that the gunman was a 28-year-old Marine veteran who served in Afghanistan. How does that happen? And somehow I feel like we failed him as someone who made such a sacrifice and served to protect our freedoms. I hope that you have a great weekend. We'll be back on Sunday night here after hours with Amy Lawrence, CBS Sports Radio.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.